these kind of circumstances, information is key. And then this is where ICT is coming in to make sure that people get the right information at the right time, not to lose time or make the bad decision because of lack of information. And we just want to give our modest contribution to the fight against Ebola from what we can do from our perspective as ITU.
Can you tell me and describe the main features of the application?
The application is composed of four principal components: news, maps, contact, and discussion forum. The news section features a compilation of Ebola-related news from official trusted sources. And you know, this is very important. We need, in these kind of circumstances, official and trusted information. The second is about the maps. And this section can be searched. You can search through the maps for different points of interest, such as hospital, pharmacies, treatment centers, which can be continuously updated. This is the most important. It is continuously updated. The third and the fourth features of the application is about contact and discussion forum. But this is designed for organizations involved in the Ebola resources response and represent a mobile-friendly way to share and update information among themselves. And this part actually is password protected.
And can you tell me who the intended users are of the application? And when I say that, I mean, can ordinary citizens in the Ebola-affected countries access the application and the information it contains? Obviously, it's going to be harder in the more remote areas.
Of course, because everybody is involved in fighting against Ebola, starting by those who are living in the affected areas. Then this is why the application is for use by public, so it's open to the public, except where it is for professionals. Those two I mentioned, the contact and discussion forum, is password protected for those who are to share in the close group information for their work. Otherwise, the news and the maps are publicly available.
How successful has the ITU found that its deployment has been, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the field, from the medical professionals who are using it?
The good feedback we are getting is that maybe it's one of the main features of this application. It is a low bandwidth requirement, and we made sure that we have some information offline, so you don't need to be connected every time to get this information. So this has been the key feature. We are receiving a lot of good feedback from the professionals and from individuals. Again, this application will launch very recently, but we are getting very good feedback, encouraging us to continue to improve the application beyond Ebola, even for other epidemics.
What limitations have you found with the Ebola info sharing mobile application? And perhaps that question could be valid for any of your other mobile applications around the world.
The limitation we are finding first is, and this we solved that one in the case of Ebola, is the bandwidth. It's a technical word to say the availability of the speed, because when you are using, you want to look at a map on your smartphone, it requires a large bandwidth of telecommunication. So this is one of the limitations, and now we are working on that, and we solve it in the case of the Ebola.
By having a low bandwidth, is that what you said?
Yeah, low bandwidth application, yes. The second is, of course, doesn't depend on ITU. The limitation we're seeing is about education, how people can use the smartphones. These are something to do with the level of usage of the ICTs, particularly in the remote areas.